We begin the current daf, Masechtas Chulin, daf Kuf Yud Ches. Begin on the top line of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf, and that is, we opened up the ninth parak Masechtas Chulin, parak HaOver Reitiv, which speaks about the halachas of Tumas Eichel and Tumas Nevelis. That is, there are different types of Tumas and different ways of transmission. One of them is through food items, which they become susceptible to Tumas once they come in contact with one of the seven distinct types of liquids. And then there's a Nevela, dead animal itself, intrinsically conveys Tumas. So the Mishnah opened up our parak by describing different things that are considered shomrim. They protect the food item, the meat itself of the animal, and therefore they combine for the halachas of tumas eichlin. However, that's not the case by tumas nevelis. So the Gemara said that supports a brisa which we learned, that there's halacha of shomrim, of things that protect, that combine for tuma kala, which is a lesser type of tuma, which is for tumas eichlin, which is lesser because it does not transmit the tuma like to Adam and Caleb. However, these types of shomrim do not combine for more tumah chamur, that of more severe tumah, that of nevela. So the Gemara says, where do we know this from? So the Gemara brought a braisa, Tanna Rabbi Shmuel, that first brought the source how we find that a shomer combines for a tumah kala, that we find by a pasuk in the Yikra that says, a kol zer zeruah ashi zereah, which talks about regarding the halach of tumas of eichlin, the food items of seeds. And it talks about there the way it's planted, where it's planted with its husks. And you see that the shomer itself is going to be part of that combination for the tumah of eichlin. Then said the Gemara, and how do we know that a shomer does not combine for tumah chamur that of nevela? So that's where our Gemara began the brace that we're going to continue today, that it says in the pasuk binivlasa, regarding its nevelus. Now that terminology sounds like we're talking about the actual meat itself, the dead animal, which comes to exclude the hide, the skin, that does not have an olive size of basar, so it doesn't have the shear of tumah of nevela. The hide will not have the halacha of combining to create that shear of tumah. So you see that there's no halacha of tumah of the shomer combining for the shear of tumah of the tumah chamur, that of nevelas. That's our Gemara continues with the braisa. So the braisa continues. So yochel hanagiyah keneged basar machayv. So you would even think further than that. Someone touches behind the, by the touch of the skin, which is behind the area of where the flesh is, that lo yehei tamei, so that then there's not going to be a transmission of tuma, because we're saying that nivlasa tells you that the halach of tuma is only with that of the basar, but not with that of the oyer. The shomer does not have the halach of being mitzar for the share of tuma. Tama lem yitma, oh, that's what the pasuk says, yitma, which is, we'll shortly explain, the extra yud, is telling us that it will become tameh, which is coming to include, though, that there will be tumah for someone that touches the other side of, on the skin of where, on the other side, there is the meat. Now, the Gemara first asks on the Braisa, my comma, what is the Braisa saying? The Braisa starts off, as we said in the previous staff, where it says that, oh, b'nevlasa is telling you that the tumah is only by the flesh and not on the skin. So you see that the skin is not called the nevela. And therefore, if we said if you have less than the olive size of meat, so the skin is not going to combine, it's not going to add for the shear of a nevela. Then the braisa says that, no, we will transmit tumah if someone touches the skin on the other side of where the meat is, but how is the person becoming tumah? Aren't we saying that the nevela is only the meat and not the skin? So Amarava, Vamrila, some say it was Kedi, the chasur mechzer of a hachigitani. The word's missing the braisa, and this is what the braisa is supposed to say. Yes, first the braisa teaches, it says in the pasuk b'nevlasa, that if someone's going to touch in the nevela, which tells you v'loy ba'er she'enu lav kazayis basar, but not if it's touching a skin that does not have an olive size of flesh, v'er mashlima likazayis, and that is, even though with the skin it would supplement it for the share of an olive, that's what the braisa is teaching us from the pasuk, that which is that halacha that we wanted to actually teach for our Mishnah, that a shomer does not combine with the food item to make the requisite share of the tumah of nevelas. But that's what the braisa continues, is yochel shani maitzi, so you think I would exclude from this halacha of transmission of tumah of nevela, af oyer, even if one touches the skin, sheyeshul of kezayis basar, even if there's an olive size of meat. Maybe I would say, hanagei keneged basar machar, if someone touches the other side of that meat when he's touching the skin, yochel lo yehi tamei, you would think that the person not going to become tamei. Which this is the chiddush of the braisa. You would think that even the utility of what a yad is, of a handle, that is not going to do, which, as we spoke about primarily, there's two elements in the halacha of regarding transmission and susceptibility of tumah. One is called what we're discussing over here from the Mishnah, that of a shomer, of a protector. Then there's something called of a yad, of a handle, which the halacha, as we'll explain shortly, the handle works to receive and then pass on tumah. On that, we says the Braisa, we would think that a shomer protector shouldn't even do that. Why? Because since we learned out from the halacha of benivlasa that we exclude the shomer from combining to adding to the share of a kezayis of the tumah of nevela, so we would think that it wouldn't even have the halacha of the yad, which in some level is less than a shomer, that it wouldn't even have that. Meaning, the halacha is like we said that if a yad of a handle of a food item touches that the food item's tummy and touches something else. So the Gemara is going to teach us later on that it transmits the tumma from something that's tummy to something else that's tahar. Now that's what we're saying. But this pershimer, this protector, this skin of the animal, it's not a handle. It doesn't help you hold on to that meat. It's like holding the meat itself. And we said that the fact that it's protecting. So what does that do? It shouldn't even go ahead and maybe, says the Braisa, you would think, to even have the functionality of a yad, which again is regarding to transmit or receive tumah, not regarding mitzvah. That was saying, no, a shomer of nevela, and shomer of achila, meichel, that we have to keep that in mind, that's what our Mishnah made that differentiation, that it does combine for this year. But by nevela, we're saying, and that we learned it from the pasuk of benevlasa, it does not combine. So then what is it? A shomer, if it's not having the function of adding to the shear, so what are you going to say? So it's regarding being makabel and being transmitting on tuma. That's what a yad does. But a shomer is not even a yad. It doesn't help you hold the thing itself. So maybe even that it wouldn't have. Tamalayma yidma, that's what we're learning out. That's the best thing from the extra yud, where it could have just said tummy. Why did it say yidma, coming to include these other types of tummies? That's what the Bryce is saying, that yes, the shame of nevela, it is going to have the halacha being machnes and being maitzi, the tumma. It's just not going to have the halacha of tziruv, of combining for the shear of tumma, as it does have by the shear of eichel, of food items. There it does combine, here it doesn't combine. Now, relating to these halachas, the Gemara brings tnan hasam. We learned over there in the Mishnah Masechtas Uktzin, where we quote many Mishnayos from Uktzin, which discusses many of these halachas. Says the Mishnah, which that's what Uktz is, it's the edge, the tip, the part that's sticking out of the fruit, which is relating to these halachas of it being a handle to hold the fruit, or a shomer protecting it. Says the Mishnah, kol shu hiyad v'loy shomer. Whatever is a handle, but not a protector. Well, that case would be, let's say, is like a bone that doesn't have any marrow inside of it. So it's not protecting anything inside of it. But on the other edge of the bone, then there is meat. So it's a handle to hold the food item, but it's not protecting it. So says the Mishnah, tummy. Meaning, if the food item was tahar, and then the handle touched a sheretz, so that will introduce tummy to the food item. Because even though the handle, the yad, the bone is not a food item itself, but it could contract tumah like the food item itself to then pass it on to the food item that it's connected to. And umetami, it also could transmit tumah to other things. So if let's say this bone is attached to meat, like a pulka, the leg of a piece of chicken, and the food item is tumah, and then the handle, the bone, touches a tar thing, it will transmit tumah to that thing. However, the einim itstarf, but it will not combine for the shear of a kebeya. I mean, even for food items, which we said in the Mishnah as the next case in the court regarding a shomer, but a yad does not combine for the measurement of tumas eichlin, which is that of a kebeya of the size of an egg. So if the food item itself, the meat on the edge of the bone, is not the size of an egg, so then this will not combine so that it should have the halacha of tumas eichlin. Next case in the Mishnah. Let's say shomer v'avapisha in the yad. Let's say it's a protector, even though it's not a handle. For example, skin, the hide of an animal, which is opposite the olive size of the flesh, which it's protecting it, but it's not a handle. It's not being used in utility of holding it, because you're holding it, you're holding the flesh itself. So says the Mishnah, this case is tame, meaning if the meat was tahar, then it could contract tumma if the hide, if the flesh on the outer side touches something tame and introduces that tumma to the food item. Umetami, and it also could be metami. If let's say the food item was tummy, and then the protector, the shomer, the hide on the outside touched something that's tar, so then the shomer could go ahead and transmit the tumma from this tummy thing to something else. Umetstarf, and as we said, the halach and the Mishnah, and also this shomer will combine together with the meat itself to be the requisite share of a kebeya regarding the halach of tumas eichel. continues the mission of the third case, lo yad v'lo yishomer. Let's say it's not a handle and not a protector. It's something secondary to the food item, but it's neither one or the other because it's like those hairs sticking out of food item, which you can't use it to hold the food item, and neither is it protecting. So then says the Mishnah, lo yitamei v'lo yimetamei. So then we'll not introduce tumah to the food item and we'll not transmit tumah from the food item to something else if, let's say, those hairs touch a different food item. That's the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, yadis hechik sivi. So we learn over here in this Mishnah, related halacha to that we're discussing in our Mishnah regarding Shemrim, regarding yadis, handles. So says the Gemara, where do we learn that this halacha, that handles will have this halacha of being machnes umaytzi tumah, that it can be tame and be metame, the food items that it comes in contact with? Says the Gemara, because the Chassid, it says a pasuk in the Yikra, it says, v'chiyutun mayim al zera, that if one's going to place water on a seed, which is the general term for like food items, v'nafam and v'lasam alav, so now it's susceptible to tumah because it came in contact with one of the seven liquids, and then the nevela, dead animal, falls on those food items, so tamei hu lachem, so they're tamei for you. Now, what's this word lochem for you? That's lochol shabatzarcheicha, means for you, for whatever your needs are. Meaning, whatever it is that you need for you in this food item, all of that is tummy. Now, that's coming to tell you that the handle will bring tummy to the food item because it's something that's all the needs of this food item, which is considered secondary to it, which is what the handle is. And this pasuk of the what we're introducing regarding the yad talks about regarding the introducing of tumah into the food item, which is talking about becoming tummy. And it's including l'chol shebetzachechem, whatever you need for the food item, which is the handle, that also is going to help introduce the tumah. Now, Uksib, the pasuk before that, says, v'chiyamis min abehema ashilochem, that if it's going to die from you, an animal that's for you, which generally you eat, and it died, so it wasn't slaughtered. So the pasuk says, whoever touches b'nevlasa, whoever touches that dead animal carcass, yitma da'ar, will become tummy until the evening. Here also used the terminology lechem, which is lechol shabetzachechem, whatever is for your needs. Now, this pasuk is talking about a yad to be mighty, to transmit tumah to something else, because here we're talking about a dead animal, a nevela. That's not something that has to have an introduction of tumah to it, because it is intrinsically tummy. So if we're including a yad over here, which is lechol shabetzachechem, obviously it's to make other things tummy. So that's l'rabbis sasayadis. So we have these two halachas to include the handles. And we have yad l'hachnis. We have the halacha of a handle to introduce tumah to food items. And then we have the pasuk of a yad by nevela, which is l'haitzi, which is then to go ahead and transmit tumah to other things. Now, moreover, continues the Gemara, so that's the source for yadayim, for yadis, for handles. Shoyimir, regarding the halacha of a protector, like the peel, like skin, for the fact that a shomer could introduce tumah to something or to transmit tumah to something else, that you don't need a pasuk, because kavachomer miyadasi. You can learn about a kavachomer from a handle. Umayad she'en megina, if a handle doesn't protect the food item, yet since it's secondary, it's l'chol shebetzachechem, it's a handle, machnes is a mitzi, we just put psukim that shows that it introduces and then transmits tumah to other things. So shomer l'chol shegen, so isn't it a kol shegen, a kavachomer, that by protector for sure it's going to be able to be machnes a mitzi tumah? So then the question is, shomer the kasev rachmanah, so then this, that the Torah talks about the halacha of a protector, which we brought this previously from mi'al kol zer zerua, which we learned from the previous daf, that we said that it's teaching you like the way Kedek Shem Ne'odim Maitzim Lizria, it says that it's talking about planting over there, it's talking about the halacha of tumah, and it talks about the husk, that's how you take it out to be planted, and that's a shomer. So lamali, what's the utility of the Torah telling you regarding a shomer in the halachas of tumas eichlin, if we already know that it could be machnas maitzi tumah as a kavachomer from the yadis? Shmamino, let's arv, says the Gemara. So that's the source that we see from this Mishnah, Masechtas Uktzin, as we explained for halacha of our Mishnah, that tells you that a shomer is, for regarding Tumas Eichlin, not only could it be machnas and mitzi tumah, but it could even combine for the shir of kebeya regarding it having Tumas Eichlin, which is not the case by yadis by handles. Now, however, on this source of explaining this Mishnah Uktzin, which relates to halacha of our Mishnah, the Gemara asks, how do you know that that's the final calculation? They man say, yeah, this that it says, the halacha of a handle by the laws of food items, which we learned from the pasuk of the chiyut and mayim al zera, maybe that's only lahaknus v'lay lahaitzi, as we brought, that was the source, was talking about regarding the receptivity of tumah. So maybe that's limited to only regarding introducing tumah and not to transmitting tumah. Now, although we brought a second pasuk that we found by nevela, that it's a yad lahaitzi, because you don't need to have a yad lahaknas tum, and the veil is already tummy by itself, maybe we cannot learn out from the laws of nevela to food items, as the Gemara is going to tell us later on, that the laws of nevela are different because that's a more stringent tumah than tumas eichlin. Okay, maybe over there you have lohetzi, but regarding regular eichlin, food items that are naturally tar, but just they could become tummy from something else, we're talking about the laws of yad, maybe it's only to introduce, and actually yad cannot be mitzi tumah to something else. If that's the case, so when it says the laws of Shomer, maybe that's lahaknas ulahaitzi. Maybe the reason why it says in the Torah the laws of Shomer, that's not like we said that, oh, it's extra, because you know lahaknas lahaitzi from yadis. It must be telling you latzarf. No, who said? Maybe it's the laws of Shomer were said that it could transmit tumah to other things regarding food items. Because regarding being machnas tumah, yeah, that we know kavachemer from yad. Aval yad lahaitzi, but regarding the laws of a yad, of by Tumas Eichlin to transmit Tumah and Vishayma Litzarv, and that by Vishayma that it combines to the Shir Tumas Eichlin, Loi, maybe not. How do you know there's two halachas? Maybe it's not clear. Maybe that by Tumah, by you don't have that Kavachayma because by Yad it's not Maitzi, and therefore maybe the extra one of Shayma is just to tell you being Maitzi Tumah, but it's not Mitzarv, and also by Tumas Eichlin it's not Maitzi. Says the Gemara, no, Yad Lahaknas, Veloy Lahaitzi, Loi Mitzis Amit. You can't say like you're asking that. This that we include the yad, the handle, by the laws of tumah, that it's only to introduce tumah, not to transmit, and thus have those two questions, that you can't say. Why? Because hashti yulim ailo, if you're telling me that you're learning out that a yad introduces tumah, so even though the food item was never yet tumah, you're learning out from the pasig that the handle could then make it tumah, safuke mibaya, so do you have a question that it could then go ahead, if it's already tumah, the handle just as secondary to transmit it tumah to something else? Of course it would be able to. And therefore, since you're telling me you have a pasig that the yad introduces tumah to the food item, for sure it's going to be meitzi tumah to other things. And then that's what we had said. So then that it says the halacha of a shomer by the pasuk of Kol Zer Zerua, which is talking about the husk, which is the shomer. So then to tell you that it is machnas and meitzi tumah that you don't need because you know kavachemer from yad. And therefore you must say the reason why the Torah says the halacha of shomer must be that it said it to combine regarding tumas eichel, and it even combines for the shear of a kebeah the size of an egg. But the Gemara continues to ask, why? The Ema maybe say that yad, okay, this that it says the halacha of the handle, by food items, okay, maybe it's lahaitzi. You're right, if it says lahachnas, we already know it's being maitzi, and then, okay, you know both those, and then you know shemer from kavachem, and that's why litzarv. But maybe say the other way, fine. Maybe this that it says the laws of tumas eichel meyad is lahaitzi. It was written to tell you that it could transmit tumah to other things when the food item that's attached to is already tameh, and maybe v'loy lahachnas, and maybe it actually cannot introduce tumah to the food item itself, and you can't learn out bringing in tumah from transmitting tumah, because it obviously is more difficult to make something tummy that was never tummy than to just transmit something that was already tummy to other things. And therefore, then that it says shomer, that it says that also there's a law of shomer regarding tumas eichlin, maybe that's to add on lohaitzi ulahachnas, just to say that not only could it be meitzi tumah, but also could be machnas tumah. And therefore, you're back to the question of a yad lahachnas v'shem letzarev, but regarding the handle that it could introduce tumah, and regarding a shema that it combines even for the shear of tumah, then actually lay. Maybe actually it doesn't. Now, later on, the Gemara is going to answer and say no. Initially, when it says the law of yad by food items, as we mentioned before, that's regarding the beginning of its halach of tumah, which is hachnasa of making the thing tumah. So therefore, obviously, it's not tumah haitzah, rather tumah hachnasa. But right now the Gemara gives a different answer. The Gemara says, no, yad yiseriksiv. It says an extra terminology of yad, and therefore you obviously don't need both to say the law of haitza, of saying that a food item through its handle could make other things tummy. So therefore you have an extra one. One's telling you haitza, and one's telling you achnasa, that it could even make itself tummy. And then that's where back to the answer. So since you have the halacha of achnasa and haitza of tumah by yad, so you can learn out the laws of shomer v'mekabel chomer, and therefore when the Torah tells the halacha of shomer, it must be telling you that it's even to combine it for the shear of a kebeah. Where do we find the extra terminology of yad? It's an earlier pasuk. The pasuk says that whatever has where an nevela will fall on it will become tummy. And the pasuk says, Tana b'kirayim yutatzef, a nevela falls into an oven or different types of ovens, then you're going to have to break it, v'goyim, etc. Because it says they're tummy and they're going to be tummy lochem. Here also, again, you have lochem. What does milochem mean for you? L'chol shebetzachichem, anything that's for all your things that you need, which is l'rabbis as hayadis, which comes to include handles. So you have an extra terminology of yadis for the laws of Tumas Eichon. Again, you don't need it because you already have a yad l'haitzi. Must be it's yad l'hachnis, and that's how you know both those halachas for yadis. It's not mitzarif, but it has both those things. And then why does it say shamer? It must be it's telling you shamer to tell you not even that it's l'hachnis l'haitzi tumma, but could even mitzarif for the sheva kebeah. Now the Gemara asks, so Haimanai biyater. So which exactly yad is the extra one? Because essentially the Gemara's question is, no, we need all these three sources, as we learned regarding Zroim, Nevela, and now regarding Taner, Vikirayim. We learned that, okay, so there's halacha of yad, because it says, lechem lechol shel tzachechem. So we're saying, okay, so one yad, you'll say it's for one halacha. Then you have another one, the extra one, so for sure one's lahachnosa, one's lahitza. And then we said for Nevela, so that we can't learn out from. But which one of these is extra that's going to teach us this halacha of achnas? So the Gemara says, seemingly they're all teaching you the halacha of Aitza. As the Gemara explains, Licht of Rachman Bizroim had the Torah only written the source of Yad regarding Zroim, regarding seeds. Velesi Hanach, and then we shall learn out that of Taner and Nevela. Minayu from Zroim, says the Gemara, no. I mean, and therefore it's extra to tell us the halacha of achnasa. Says Gemara, but Mala Zroim Shekin Tumasa Meruba. How could you learn out from seeds that you learn out the halacha of Yad over there, so here too? No, by seeds it has a greater level of Tumma than those other two, because it could even be Makabal Tumma from a Rishon Tumma, from a Vlada Tumma. In contrast, by a Taner, which only receives Tumma since it's a Kli from an Ava Tumma, and so too, the halacha of Zroim is more encompassing than that of Nevela. It's more meruba Tumas Eichon, as we learned the halacha in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said that it increased the Tumah of Tumas Eichon more than what increased the Tumah of Tumas Nevelas. So you can't say that it's extra, because we actually would not have known the halacha of Taner and Nevela from that of Zroim. So this is a Gemara, fine. Lichter Rachman the Taner v'leisa hanach minei. So what are you going to say? Let the Torah have written the halacha of Yad by that of the oven, and we would have learned the other ones out from Taner. So therefore, again, the other ones are extra to teach the halacha of hachnasa, of that it could contract tuma through the yad. On that it says the Gemara, but malatana shekei metamim avir, but you can't learn that from the halacha of an oven, because an oven is unique, that it has its tuma from its ear space. The oven itself, there's a sheretz, that's an avatuma, falls into the ear space of the oven, and the oven becomes a rishon, and the food items inside become a shein l'tumah, as Braisa teaches in Pesachim, as we learned this in the first parak, says in the Braisa, that it says in the pasuk, toy chay, that whatever's inside the oven, even though it's not touching, and it says just like what's inside, it conveys tummy, so too could also become tummy through the airspace. But one thing you see is that the oven is mitami, the food items that's inside of it, even though it doesn't touch like those seeds that are inside of it, sesame seed, any seeds that's inside, it's not touching the actual walls of the oven. In contrast, by nevela and by zrom that are tummy, where they do not transmit tumma to other things unless it actually touches the nevela or these food items that became tummy. Now, all these that we're trying to say that, well, let's learn the other ones from this one, that would be learned out from what's called a binyanav, where here it made a tummy and here it's made its tummy. And just like over here, the yad is transmitting tumma to other things. Also over here, the yad should be transmitting tumma to other things, but that's what the Gemara is asking. You wouldn't know from a binyanav because each one is unique. And again, we don't have anyone that's extra to tell you that a yad is even machnas tumma. But then the Gemara goes to the third one. Okay, lichter rachman b'nevela v'leise hanach minei. Let the Torah have only written the halacha of yad by nevela, and we would have learned out Zroyim Taner from there, and again, therefore we have one of them extra, at least, to tell you the halacha that it's machnas tumma. But here the Gemara says no, and this is why originally we didn't say that we necessarily know both, because Madl Nevela can't learn out from the halachas of a dead animal carcass, shekim etame adam. Nevela is more severe than both a Taner that's a Rishon and the Zroyim, where here it's an avatama and it transmits its metame a person. Metame b'masid even is conveys tumma even not through touching specifically, but by carrying. The tumma yetzim agufa, and also here it's more severe because the tumma is coming from the thing itself, in contrast by the oven and by the zroim, where they became tumma from something else. So which one is extra to tell you that you don't need a faitza, and that's teaching the halacha of being machnes tumma, that the handle could even introduce tumma to the food item. Says Gemara, you're right. Chadim chadu le'asi, right? You can't learn out one from any one specific one, but tesi chadim etarti, but you can know one from two of them. And again, since you would have known it from one of the other two, meaning from the two together, then that extra third one is teaching the halacha of a yad could be machnas tumma. And again, that's the whole calculation we're saying. So then shemer you already know is a kal v'chemer from the, transmitting and introducing tumma, and then you need it letzarif. But says the Gemara, Hai Taisi. Which one are you telling me from the three should not have been written and you would have known it from the other two? And therefore, it's the extra one to tell you that, oh, okay, it's not teaching you Yad Lahaitzi, but rather Lahachnis Tama through a Yad. You're saying, okay, Torah does not have to write that there's halach of yad by seeds, by food items, and you would know it by the common denominator of the other two, where they're tame, and their handles transmit tumah to other things. Also, I'll include zroim that are tame, that their handles should also transmit tumah to other things. What do you need to say it for? Isn't it obvious that it's extra to learn not to introduce tumah? Says the Gemara, no, mal hanach shekem metamish lebehechsher. Those other two have a severity factor where they transmit tumah, where they become tumah even if they did not become susceptible to tumah, because in the veil automatically becomes tumah and the oven doesn't have a halacha being hukshul at kabbal tumah. Whereas Taim Bizraim, who said you would say this halacha by that even the yad could be transmitting tumah, where shekem metamish lebehechsher, by seeds, by food items, they only become tumah if they become first susceptible by coming in contact with one of the seven liquids. So maybe actually you wouldn't know it from even those two. Now, however, Amar Rav Huna b'Rei d'Rishua, he says, no, this point that you're saying that they don't need Hechsher and Zroim do need Hechsher, that's not a refutation. Because that's the same thing as what's called Gemar Malacha, the product being finished. An oven also is not Mekabel Tumah unless it's a finished product. So he says, Perish lehukshru, fruits that did not become yet prepared by coming in contact with a liquid, is ketanish lehnigmer malachdom. It's like an oven that its work wasn't finished, and therefore that wouldn't be a differentiation to say that it would be necessary. Ela rather parach hachi. This is the question. Malahanach shekein mitamin. Whereas those two, the oven and the nevela, where they are mekabel tumah, shalei benegia, without even touching. Meaning a nevela is tame from itself, and the oven could become tame even just from its ear space. Tame bezroim, whereas by seeds, by food items, shei metamin el benegia, they only become tame by touching something, so maybe it's less severe, and yeah, actually maybe you would need to say specifically, yad over there, that it's also mighty tame, and you wouldn't know it from the other two. So again, we don't have any one of the three that's extra to learn out this halacha, of like from the extra yad, that it's even machnas tame. So the Gemara says, okay, so maybe it's because you didn't have to write that regarding the oven, the laws of the Yad. And you would know it from the other two of Zroim and Nevela. No, malahanach shekein eichel. Whereas those other two of Zroim and Nevela, they're food items. Now, although that's not a refutation of a leniency or a stringency, it's just a random fact, but as the Gemara said in Daf Kuf Tes Vav Mabeis, that we could refute a mahatzat with just that's just something unique they both have, even though it's not a reasoning that should make it any different. But it's something that they both uniquely have, and maybe it wouldn't apply to Taner. And therefore, maybe you have to say Yad, even Lohaitzin, and it's not introducing Lahachnas. So the Gemara moves on to the third one. Loilich Rachmana ben Nevela v'teisim hanach. It didn't have to say the laws of Yad by Nevela, because that you can know from the Mahatzad, the common denominator of Nevela and Zroim. And that's what the Gemara is saying, and therefore Yad and Nevela lamali. Why did it have to say the laws of a Yad regarding that in a Vela? That's extra because you could have learned that from those two, because if you're going to ask and say, wait, you can't learn out Nevela from Zroim because, like we said, Zroim have a greater encompassing of Tumah, but Taner will disprove that, where that doesn't have a greater Tumah than that of Nevela. But then you can say, wait, how can you learn from Taner, where it conveys Tumah to other things in its ear space, in contrast to Nevela? Well, Zroim Yulchichu, Zroim cannot do that, and it still is Metami through its Yad. And then the logic would go back and forth, and the common denominator between the two of them is that their Tumah and their handles could transmit Tumah to other things, and therefore I would also include Nevela. So obviously, the one that's extra is the Yad that says by Nevela, where it's not necessary, as the Gemara says, if it's not teaching us anything regarding the handle of Nevela, because we said you know that from a Mahatzad, that it's going to be Maitzi Tumah to other things, Tanehu Inyan Liyad Diyama. So therefore it's teaching us regarding the laws of Yodis in general, meaning not for Nevela, but rather for food items in general, that if it's not teaching us regarding transmitting Tumah, because there it says by Eichlem, which is by Zroim, it says already this concept of a Yad being Maitzi L'Tumah. Therefore, it's extra to teach us this halacha that it could even be Machnas Tumah to the food item that it's attached to. So it comes out, says the Gemara, as we've been saying all along to explain the Mishnah Masechta Suktzin, Yad Lahachnis, we have a source that a handle could even introduce Tumah to the thing that it's connected to. Yad Lahitzi, it can be handled to convey Tumah to other things. And now, again, like we said, Shema Litzarev, Shema, what do you have to say that for? You know, Kavachema, Lahachnis, Lahitzi from Yad, must be that it could even combine for the requisite shear of a Kabeya of Tumah Seichel. But the Gemara still asks, no, Bakati Yad the Nevela Itzrich. No, you do need the law of saying the handle of Nevela of for its own law, and that you wouldn't know it from the common denominator, you would have to tell us lahitzi and therefore it's not extra lahachnas. Why? Because if you would not have written the laws of a handle by nevela by itself, and you would have learned it out from the other two, havamina dayoy, I would have said this halacha known as dayoy, it's sufficient. It would have been enough to learn out to the handle of nevela, lovim min adin, what's coming from this logic, which you're learning out from these other two, li is kenidin, to limit it to be like those two which you're learning out from. Then you would say, just like those two things you're learning out in the Vela from Bezram and the Tanner, where they're a Rishon, they do not transmit Tumah to a person. Then I would say, Af Nevela, also by a Nevela, by its Yad, since its Yad is learned from those two, Loi Matama Adam. I would have said that even though it's attached to a Nevela, which is Matami Adam, but it's not going to transmit Tumah to a person through the handle. For example, let's say someone put in a toothpick into an olive sized piece of Nevela to be like a handle, and then the handle touched the person, I would say it would not be metame that person until the actual nevela touches the person. Or let's say a bone of a nevela that itself, where that's just a handle, I would say it actually, Dayi would tell you, okay, you know that it's going to be mitzi, but not to be metame yadim, because it can't be stronger than what you're learning out from. So therefore, that's why you need yad and nevela. So you're back to the question. So you need all three yadis. You wouldn't know it from any of the other two. And therefore, how do you know? Yad lahachnis, and then to know because of that, shema litzarf. Sailor Rather says, Gemara, you're right. Yad de nevela mitzich srichi. You're right, it is necessary to say the context of yad by nevela lohaitzi, and you can't use it lahachnas. Now, but v'shayim de nevela, this that we included previously, we said on the top of the summit, which was continuing the brice that we mentioned the previous dav, that there's halacha of a protector of a nevela, where we said that you would think that even if there's there's skin that's on an olive-sized piece of flesh, and someone touches the other side of the flesh by the skin, you would think that the person would not become tummy. So we said, oh, yitzma, the extra yud, comes to tell you that the shamer there, if someone touches that, he will become tummy. Now, the thing is, who delayed tzarach? The truth is, it was not necessary to write that halacha, because lamai hilchas hakas rechmanda. For what halacha was the Torah telling you, this halacha of a shamer, that if you touch it, you're going to become tummy? Elitz terufa, if it's to make it combining and say that actually could even supplement for the required shear of the tumah, which requires of a kezayas. But Amad le mitzdarf, you said that actually does not combine. And that was the beginning of the Braisa, which we quoted in the previous daf, that said it says benivlosa, which tells you have to have an olive-sized piece of the nevela, and not when you have the skin without a kezayis of basar, and that with the skin it would complement it and supplement the kezayis. It does not combine. So that's not why the Torah is telling it to you. Now, if it's ulahaitzi, to be able to transmit tumah to other things, well, kavachem miyadasi. Well, I already know that kavachem, we said yad is less than that, than the shemer, and it's mitzi tumah. So it's not teaching you anything regarding the halachas of a protector for nevela, because what's it teaching? It's not teaching letzarev, and you don't need it to teach the laws of lahitzi. So tineu inyan liyad in nevela. So rather, it's what's called imeinu inyan, which is a Talmudic dictum that if it's not teaching you something for its own context, you could share it for a similar context, which is for the handle of a nevela, where even though it's not a shamer, it could transmit tumah. Now the thing is, v'mein in liyad nevela. But if it's not necessary to tell you that halacha regarding the handle of a nevela, because as we just said, it says in the context of nevela the halachas of a yad transmitting tumah. So tineyu in liyad yama will take it one step further, that it will apply in general to the laws of yadis, which again for the laws of yadis, let's say of like eichlin, that's also not necessary to say the laws of lahitzi to transmit tumah, because we already know that from its own source. Rather, it's extra to tubi mi machnas, to say they can even go ahead and contract tumma through the handle. Now, Rashi points out the obvious question, that why does it say, okay, if it's not necessary, v'shem din nevela, apply to yad din nevela, and then you say, okay, but you don't need it for yad nevela, so then apply it to yad di alma, why didn't it just say it simply? If it's not necessarily teach you anything regarding the shem of nevela, apply it to the laws of yadis in general, which again would be lahachnas. Says Rashi, no, because since we're talking about an extra term, an extra halacha by shamer, and it says it by the laws of nevela, so you could apply it to a different law regarding nevelas, because both are nevelas, and which is shame of nevela to yad nevela. Now, once then it's applying it to the laws of yadis, but it's not necessary for yad nevela. Then you can apply it to yad in general, which is for eichlin, which again is not necessarily lahaitzi, but rather lahachnas, because they're both yadis. But to say that the laws of shema and nevela will apply to the laws of yad of Alma of Eichlin, that has no relationship whatsoever, and it wouldn't even make sense today in Likan, today in Likan. So that therefore has to go through those two steps of not teaching anything for Shem and Nevela, teaching Yad Nevela, but you don't need that, teaching Yad the Alma, which again is not necessarily for Haitzi, but rather it's Lahachnas. Says the Gemara, that's how you know, again, this halacha that we're telling you, Yad Lahaitzi, the laws of a handle could transmit to Yad Lahachnas. We have this extra terminology from Shemer by Nevela, which is ultimately going to be teaching us the laws of Yadis that could even go ahead and become susceptible to Tumah. And the Shemer Litzarif, and then again, we know Shemer Kavachemer from Yadis, and therefore that would be extra to combine even for the Shir itself. But the Gemara continues, Amud Beis continues asking, and says, Ve'imenu, I'll tell you differently. I'll tell you, this imein inyan, this, if it's not necessarily for the context, l'shem and the nevela, like we said, it's not teaching me anything regarding the laws of the guard, of the safeguard, of the protector of a nevela, I could tell you, fine, but t'nei inyan l'shem and de'alma, that it should apply to the laws of shemer in general, of food items, because that's also shemer's relationship. This is shemer, that's shemer. Now, although it already says a different place, the laws of shemer, of a protector by food items, but I could tell you that one of them is Shema Lahachnas. One of them is telling you that the protector could go ahead and contract Tumah. Because actually now, as the Gemara is asking, it doesn't say this law of being Machnas Tumah by Yad to say that you would know Shemer from a Kavel Chemer from there. So you would need that original Shemer that we asked, what do you need it for? It would not be telling you Letzarev. No. One Shemer would be telling you that you could be Machnas Tumah, which you don't have by Yad, because you don't have extra. And then you have one, b'shemer l'tzarf. And then you have that the laws of shemer to combine. And because you don't need a shemer to be meitzi tumah, because, yeah, that you know kabochemer from yad. But aval yad l'hachnas lai. So, yeah, we took care of that. We were asking all along, shemer l'tzarf. So, yeah, you have an extra shemer to tell you the laws of l'tzarf. But the extra shemer that it says by nevela, well, that's not teaching you for nevela, but it's teaching you for shemer of the alma of eichel, which is telling you that it can be machnas tumah, which you don't know from yad, because that was only learned from this extra terminology. But we're saying don't learn it out for yad, learn it out for shemer of eichel. And then the one that it says shemer itself is teaching you litzarev. But how do you know yad that a handle could be machnas tumah? So rather says the Gemara, going back to the original question, meikara kiksiba yad. Originally, when it says the law of yad regarding tumas eichel, ahachnas kiksiba. It's written regarding the intake of Tumah. In other words, the original question was, how do you know this halacha that we explained in the Mishnah in Uktzin? Maybe say that, oh, when it says Yad by Eichlin, it's only to be Maitzi Tumah, not to be Machnas Tumah. And that says the Gemara right now, no, that's not a question, because when it says the laws of Yad by Eichlin, it was talking about the inception of the laws of Tumah, when it's receiving Tumah from a Sheretz that touches it. So since it's being Machnas Tumah, and that's what the halacha is telling you, Lechem over there, Lechosh Tzarchechem, which is Tumah being Machnas Tumah, for sure it's going to be Maitzi Tumah. And therefore, a shemer, we automatically know it's going to be machnas and meitzi tumah from a kal b'chemer. And therefore, this that we say, that it says the laws of shemer by Zeram, is going to tell you that it's going to be mitzarf tumah. Therefore, again, that's how we know all the halachas. Because you automatically know it's bayad, it's meitzi tumah, because it's machnas tumah, and because that's where it says the laws of yad. And then we know shemer kal b'chemer. And then when it says the laws of shemer, that it says by, it must be telling you the laws of that it could even be mitzarf for tumah, because you don't need it to tell you machnas and meitzi. Now the Gemara asks, okay, fine. We understand all the different sources why they're necessary. Even this that we said, it says Yad by Nevela, so that we shouldn't say Daya, because you can't learn out Nevela from those other two of Taner and Zrayim, because you would say, okay, then it's limited to not being Matame or Adam. And we're saying, okay, so you need to say Yad even to be Maitzi for Nevela. But El Shema de Nevela Lamali. But the question is, why do I need to say this halacha of the protector by Nevela? What's it teaching us? Says the Gemara Lagufa, it's teaching you the halacha itself. So says the Gemara Lamai, but for what? Elitz the Rufa, if it's to say that the protector could combine for the Shir of Kazayis of the Tumah of Nevela, but I'm a Lay Mitzdarf. You said it doesn't combine, as we said this halacha in our Mishnah. For Tumah Chamur, it's not Mitzdarf. And Elahachnas Elahitzi, and if it's to tell you, oh, that it could be Machnas and Maitzi Tumah, but the question is, once it already says the law of Yad by Nevela, so I already know the laws of Shemer, Kavachemim Yad Asi. I know Kavachemim from the laws of Yad, that it says by Nevela itself, it says it's the laws of Yad. So I already know that, where it's talking about the halacha of being Machnas, even by Eichlin, so for sure I know Machnas and Maitzi, so then what exactly is it teaching me, the laws of Shemer by Nevela? Says the Gemara, you're right. But Milsa da Asi b'Kavochemer is something that we would have known from a Kavochemer, that we would know the laws of a Shemer by Nevela, that it's Machnas and Maitzi Tumma. Tarech v'kasam l'kra, the Torah went through the extra mile and went through the effort and wrote it anyway, even though you know from a Kavochemer. Says the Gemara, but Hachi, if that's the case that you said that the Torah will go through the effort and write even a Kavochemer, so Shemer di Alma, so how do you know that in general, that a protector regarding food items, like we said in the Mishnah, a Tumakala, it does combine. But it doesn't say explicitly in the Torah anywhere that it's mitzdarv. Now, however, but you said, because you don't need the laws of Shemer to tell you be machnas amaitzi, so you said, why did it talk about the laws of Shemer by Eichlin, where we said this in the previous stuff regarding where it talks about its husks? Oh, you said that it's coming to tell you the laws of Tziv that even combines. Says the Gemara, how do you know that? I could tell you that, why does it say the laws of Shemer by Eichlin? It's to tell you that it's Machnas and Maitzi Tumah. Now, although we were saying all along in our assumptions that, but you know that from Kavochemer from Yad, but a Milsa, also by Kavochemer, Tarech by Kasim Akra, but you're saying now that anything that even though we know from Kavochemer, the Torah goes through the effort, so maybe that's what it's teaching. How do you know the halach of Tziruf for Tumas Eichlin? So the Gemara, no, Hechadikle Midrash Tarshinan. Where you could expound, then you do expound. Meaning, if we don't have an explanation, we could say that that's what the Torah is saying. But if we have an interpretation, we go with the interpretation. Therefore, this that it said Shemer by Eichlin is telling you not just Lahachnas Leitzi Tumah, because that you know from a Kabbalah, it's teaching even that it can be Mitzarv for the Sheer of Beya of a Tumah's Eichlin. Now, Rav Chaviva Amar, he says a different approach. He says, no, the answer is like we were saying all along, that the Shemer by Nevela is not necessary. So we said, so what's it coming to teach? Tenevi inin liyad, we said, so it'll teach you regarding Yad and Nevela, which that's not necessarily, so teach Yad the Alma, but it's not necessarily teach you Lahitzi. So he said, okay, it's teaching Lahachnas, and that's how we said, you know, the source of that a Yad is Machnas to, and therefore Shemer is extra, and therefore that's Inner Shemel Itzarf. Now, but then the question was, we had asked, how do you know? That's what we asked on the beginning of Amud Beis. Tnei in l'shem and da'am, we said. How do you know? How do you know that shem and the veil is extra to teach Yad and the veil and so on? Maybe it's teaching regarding shem and the alma, where, okay, so shem and the alma, it's telling you that it's being machnes. And then you have the shem itself, the other halacha that tells you l'tzarf. But we said, but how do you know by Yad that it's machnes tumah? That we don't find anywhere. So on that says Gemara, no, that's what Chaviv is saying, that's not a difficulty. Because sha'ani shem and the veil. The laws are protected by Nevela is different. You can't say like you were asking. Why? Why not? This is Shemer, that Shemer. Why is it any less than Shemer Nevela, Yad Nevela, and then the Yad the Alma? Is because Kimin the Masi Yad Ka'ovid, the Shemer of Nevela ultimately functions like a Yad. Why? Because like we pointed out before, the Shemer Nevela doesn't combine like other Shemer, like we said, by food items. The most a Shemer of a Nevela does, let's say the height of the piece of Nevela, is just Machnas and Maitzi Tumah, which is how the function of a Yad is. So it's logical to say that it's extra terminology that's not necessarily for itself, Ayat Shadinle, that we would apply to the laws of Yad to say that Yad the Nevela. But we said you don't need Yad the Nevela, so then we apply it to Yad the Alma. Oh, and therefore, according to his answer, now again, we have also resolved all the points that all the Yadis that we said that were written were necessary. Where, and they were all necessary to teach the laws of being just being Maitzi Tumah. Because like we said, that you cannot learn that one even from the other two. And like we said, because even the Vela, which is the one that technically could be learned from the other two, but then you're going to be limited to Daya, and when you wouldn't know that it could even be Mitami Adam. Moreover, the laws of Shemin and the Vela is necessary to tell you, Emeine in li Shemer the Nevela, so the Yad Nevela, which ultimately comes down to Yad for Hachnasa being Machnas to Tumah. And then we have Shemer by Eichlim, which says from the previous daf from the Zerayim, where in the Tusk, that tells you it is Mitzarev over there by Tumas Eichlim for the Shir of Ekabeya. But going back to that last point we just said, Maskevler of Yehuda bar Yishmol, he asked regarding this opening halacha from the Brais in the previous daf regarding the Shemer of Eichlim, that its klipa, its husks, combines, like we said, Ashei Yizereya, which is how it's planted, which is with its shells, that you see that it's mitzdar for the shear of the tumba of Eichel and the Kebeya, as we said in our Mishnah. And that halacha the Gemara asks, but hodz it's not. We learn the Mishnah Masechtas Uksin that says, Hapitma shel rimon. The pitim of a rimon, most people know that terminology from like the esig, which is a protector on the top part of the pomegranate, just like there is by the apple and by the esig. So mitztarefes, says the Mishnah, the pitma and the rimen, they combine for the measurement of an egg size for having tumas avaychon. Now, v'hanetz shalai, the netz is another protector, which is on top of the pitma. Like there is by nuts, where there's a one protector, one layer, one shamer, and then on top of that is another case on the outside. There, a mitztarf. There, it doesn't combine for tumas avaychon. The reason is because, as the Gemara tells us in the next daf, there's no halacha of shema gabi shamer. You can't have a protector on the protector. The first one will combine, but not the second one. Now, but one thing we see is but that the pitim itself does combine. That is the Gemara, but vamai, why? But Kari Khan, all we said is the source was the pasuk we brought from the Braisa and previous stuff. It says, I'll call Zerizirua on all the seeds that will be planted as it's planted. And we said that's the source that tells us that the husks combine. But Veleka, over here you can't say this idea like the way people take it out to be planted, because these things are not zraim, they're not seeds. When the person plants a tree, he only takes a branch. He doesn't take the husks with it. He doesn't take the outer pitim to say that it combines. And even if someone actually would plant the pomegranate itself, but at that point in time, the pitim has already fell off because it's just like a blossom that's on the top of, like on top of apples, and that you don't have. So where would you know this halacha of the shema being mitztarif for the shear of the tumas eichlin? This is not the same as zrayim. V'su hadetnan. Moreover, this is what we learned in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said ha'ar v'haretiv akipa v'chulu, the skin of the animal, the gravy, the sediments, which are the spices that fall to the bottom, etc. Our Mishnah said mitztarif l'tama tumas eichlin. They combine for the measurement of the tumas of eichlin, meaning to say the skin, let's say, would combine because it's a protector. It protects the meat, and they'll combine for the share of tumas eichlin of a kebeah. And that, the question is, Benolim, where do you know that from? Like we said, you brought the source in the previous daf. The whole halacha of shemer was only said by zrayim. Now, the reason we said is because since it's planted with it, that's asher zareya, the pasuk says. So you see, and that's the pasuk's talking about that it's susceptible to tumas eichlin, that it combines. But these things, they are not planted. There's no planting even by meat. So what is it talking about? Where do we know the source for those halachas that shem is mitzdarif for the halacha of tumas eichlin? So the Gemara says it's not difficult because elatlasa kroig sivi, that pasuk that we brought, actually has three verses inside of it, meaning it says al kol zera ziru ashe zireyan, every seed that's planted which will be planted, it says zera ziru yizireya, three different times. Chad l'shem d'zram, one teaching like we had been saying up until now for the protector of seeds, but then you have extra two terms. V'chad l'shem d'ilan, this one's for the protector of by trees, and idach l'shem basa ubei and medug, then you have things that are not even planted for protectors of meat, eggs, fish, that all types of protectors of food items, they do combine for the shear of tumas eichlin. Now, related to this halachas, the Gemara brings Amar of Chiyah Barashi Amar Rav. Says, yes, yad l'tumah, like we've been saying all along now, from the Mishnah Uksin and our Mishnah, the Mishnah was Tumat Shemer, but related to that concept that there's a law of handles regarding tumah food items where it could introduce tumah, it could transmit tumah, as we've been saying, but v'ein yad l'hechsher, but there's no law of the handles regarding becoming susceptible to tumah. There's not going to be a law of yad regarding hechsher, meaning if the handle came in contact with one of the seven liquids, we don't say that the food items that they're attached to became susceptible to tumah. They themselves have to become in contact with one of the seven liquids. But Rabbi Yechonam, he disagrees, he says, no, yesh yad l'tumah ula hechsher, the law of handles applies both for the halachas of tumah and regarding becoming susceptible to tumah. Says the Gemara, b'maikim eflagi, regarding what are they disagreeing? So says the Gemara, ibayisim esvar, if you want, you could say it's based on logic. Ibayisim akra, if you want, you could say it's based on a verse. As the Gemara explains, ibayisim akra, if you want, you could say it's based on the pasig, where Mar Sava Rav held that Mikra, the pasig, which was, we said, lochem, which was where we learned out, we had three different places as lochem, which we learned that the laws of yadis, of the handles, that nidrish lefanav, it gets expounded only on what it says right before that, where it says the words tamehu, and it says lochem, v'leilifneifanav, but it's not going back on what it says before that in the pasuk of v'chiyutun mayim, which was the beginning of the pasuk. So regarding the laws of tumah, which it says right before that, that's what lachem, l'chos l'cheichem, which is yodis, that for that it's considered like the food item itself. But regarding what it says before that, which was regarding susceptibility to the tumah through heksher, that yad doesn't apply. Whereas Amar Sav, Rabbi Yechon held that mikra nidrish lefanav v'leilifneifanav, a pasuk can be expanded what it says before that and before that, and therefore it applies to both. If you want, you could say it's based on logic. Marsa Rabbi Yechon held hechsher tchilas tumahu. Susceptibility is the beginning of something becoming tummy. And therefore, just like we said, it has a law of yad regarding tumah, it has the same law regarding hechsher. But Rav held that no, susceptibility is not the beginning of tumah. It makes you vulnerable to tumah, but it's not the beginning, and therefore, yeah, we only find yad for tumah and not for heksha, and therefore, it does not apply. Now, says the Gemara, Tanik Abbasid Rabbi Yechanan, we have a brisa that supports Rabbi Yechanan. Because the brisa says, K'shem sheyesh yad l'tumah, just like there's laws of yad for tumah, kach yesh yad l'heksha, so too there is a law of handle for becoming susceptible to tumah, which is like Rabbi Yechanan. Moreover, says the brisa, K'shem sheyesh, and just like there isn't for seeds, for food items, Mekablin tumah becoming susceptible to tumah, ella likisha yitlishu, only when it becomes detached from the ground. As the brisa says in Teres Kainim, if you're going to say that something attached becomes tumah, that means every food item is going to be tumah because you don't have any attached food item, that you don't have shrutzim that's all over it, and it would be tumah ready when it's attached. So just like we find that it does not become tumah only when it's detached, kach im mekablin hechsher ella ad sheyitlishu, so too it does not become susceptible to tumah, but when it gets rained on, only when it's already detached, and then there's water on it, only then does it become susceptible to tumah. Another machlek is between Rav and Rabbi Yechanan. Amar Rav, on these halachas, he says, "Ein yad lepachis mikazayis." Says, there's no law of a handle for something that's less than an olive size. In other words, if you have a food item that's less than a kazayis, for example, the size of a large bean or a half an olive size of meat, and it has a handle like a bone that's attached to it. However, it is with other food items, because Rashi has to address that the whole tumah is only applicable if it is the size of a kebeya, which Rashi goes like the Rishayim, that it can only become tummy if it's the size of a kebeya. So Rashi has to explain what's the whole discussion talking about a handle for less than a kezayis. What do you mean? Even the half a kezayis, less than a kezayis, cannot become tummy itself. No, the food item itself is with other food items, which is together the size of a kebeya. And the Rishayim discuss, what does that mean? Is it touching? How does that happen? But the thing is that the tumah touches the handle. However, since the primary thing that the handle is touching, is connected to, is not itself an olive size, so therefore, says Rav, it's not considered distinct enough to have a handle, and therefore, everything is going to be tar. Now, however, but there is a law of a protector for less than a kezayis, as long as it's the size of a pool of a large bean, as Rav says, but ve'im shayim lepachis mikapul, but there's no law of a protector less than the size of a large bean, but that's still way smaller than the size of an olive. So, but if a shomer is protecting something that has meat, let's say even less than the size of a bean, then it's not going to combine, not regarding the idea of combining for the share of a kebeya, and neither to introduce or to transmit tumah. For example, let's say you have a bone that has marrow inside of it. So it's a protector, it's protecting the marrow inside. But the marrow inside is less than the size of a bean, but together with other food items, it is the size of an egg. Or similarly, if let's say you have lentils in the pod, if the lentils are less than the, so the pod is the protector, if the lentils are less than a bean, than the pool, then you're not going to have the laws of a shomer. Now, Rabbi Yechanan, he disagrees. He says, no, yesh yad lepachas mikazayis. If you have, let's say, a food item that's less than an olive size, again, together it's a kebeya, but itself is less than a kezayis, it does have a law of a yad. Its yad will function in being machnas and maitzi tumma. And miyashem alapachas mikapul, there's also the law of a protector, even if it's protecting something that's less than the size of a bean. Now, but what the inference obviously is that, however, there's no law of a yad for less than a bean. From the fact that it doesn't put them both together and say there's a law of yad and shema for less than a pool, obviously no. There's a yad for less than a kezayis, but not less than a pool, but there is a law of a shema even less than the size of a bean. Now, the Gemara asks Meisvei on Rav in the following brisa. The brisa says, Shnei Atzamis, if there's two bones, which are the bones of a dead person, V'aleim Shnei Chatzoi Zesim. Now, the two bones each have a half olive size of flesh, which the required shear being matama is the size of an olive size. It's two bones, each have a half olive size. The hichnis rishayin, and the gear says, hashniyim labais. And then the two ends, the other ends of those bones, which are the ends that don't have the flesh on them, from this dead person, are in a house. The habais malalein, now the house is covering over the two ends of these bones, only the bone part, not the flesh part. Says the Tanakhama, Habayis Tameh. The house is going to be Tameh because it's since it's being mahal, it's a high oil over the handle parts, it's like the tent is over the flesh part. Now, because bones itself without flesh only transmits tumah by touching or by carrying, it does not transmit tumah through oil. But says the Tanakhama, the yad is considered an extension of the basar, where it could transmit the tumah of the basar through the handle. And since the oil is covering over these two bones, even just the bone part, but their extensions of their half of fleshes together as a whole flesh, as if the whole flesh of a kezias is beneath the oil, which has tumas oil and transmit tumah throughout the oil. Whereas Yehuda ben Akusa, Eimim Mishur Mebiakav, he says no. Heich shnei atzamis mitzar from the kezias. How could two bones combine for an olive size measurement of flesh? In other words, he says yes. If there was one bone and the other side of the bone had an olive size measurement of flesh, he says, yeah, I would agree that the handle would transmit its tumah to the bayis. But a handle less than the kezias, he says, you don't say. And therefore, you don't say that either one of these yadayim are functioning as a handle for its half a kezias, and therefore the house is not going to have tumah. That's the brisa. So as Gemara continues, tab of kofi tesam and olive, silver rav, hai b'mai ukamla. How is he going to explain this brisa that neither one of these opinions should be disputing him? Because ibiyad, we're talking about bones. Now, what type of bones are we talking about? The bone could be either a yad or a shamer. So if these bones that we're talking about are functioning as yadayim, as handles, meaning this bone does not have marrow inside of it, so it's not protecting, but there's flesh on the other end, so it's a handle. If that's the case, then kasha reisha, so then the Tanakhama, the reisha of the brisa is difficult on Rav, because the brisa said, according to Tanakhama, the house is tummy. So you see that even though we said that each bone has less than the olive size of flesh to it, that it does function as a yad, which is not like Rav, who said, no, it only functions as a yad if it has a kezias basar. And ibishaymer, and if we're talking about that the bones here are protectors, meaning we're talking about bones that have inside of them marrow, and they put the two ends that are empty, that don't have the marrow inside of them, into the house, and that's why the house is going to be tameh, because, yeah, there Rav says, a shamer could be even less than the zayis, let's say a half a zayis, as the case of the brisa, even though the marrow is not in the house, but a shamer could be machnas amitzi tuma into the house. Now, if you're going to say, but wait a second, this bone that's going into the house is not protecting the marrow. The marrow is not opposite it. The marrow, you're saying, is on the other side, and you want to say it's being machnas the tumah to the house. We learned previously that if someone touches the opposite, the other side of the flesh, then it's going to be tummy. But a shamer is only what's opposite the part of the food item, and here it's not opposite, and here it's on the other end. And that says Rashi, no, obviously it is considered a shamer, even if the marrow is on the other side, because if this part of the bone was actually broken, then all the marrow would spill out. It's only protected because the bone is closed on this side too, and therefore that's also considering protecting the marrow that's inside. But one thing is, says the Gemara, and if it's talking about a protector, well then kasha seifa. Then the end of the brayso, meaning the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda ben Akusa, is difficult on Rav, who he says that in this case, again, if we're describing as a shamer, that's going to be tar. But Rav said previously that the halacha is that a shamer cannot work for less than the size of a bean. But if it's the size of a bean, then it could be a shamer. Now, a half olive size is more than the size of a bean, and he says it should become tummy corn to Rav, yet here we have the Rabbi Yehuda ben Akusa, who says it's going to be tar. Now, as Rashi points out, the questions over here are difficult also according to Rabbi Yechanan, from, let's say, Rabbi Yehuda ben Akusa. Whichever way you can describe his halacha, whether it's talking about a yad or a shamer, it's difficult according to Rabbi Yechanan, because he's saying it's tar, and Rabbi Yechanan says a shamer, everything is going to become tummy. And so too, even from the Tanakhama, if you explain the case of a shamer, then from the fact that the Tanakhama was talking about a case of the bones have each one a half an olive size, sounds like, but if it would be four or five bones to make the shirbek his eyes, then each bone would have less than the size of a bean, then the Tanakhama would agree that it's going to be tar, but Rabbi Yechanan says that a shamer functions even less than the size of a bean, and therefore he's not like Tanakhama either. But as Rashi says, the Gemara just picks one of them, that is Rav, to ask on, and then when the Gemara gives the answer, it says each one according to his opinion what the answer is going to be. So says the Gemara that you're right. To say that regarding it's applying to the laws of Yad or Shamer by both of them, you can't explain that, because then who would Rav be like? Because according to Rav, when it's the size of a half an olive, like we're saying these bones each have a chatzis zayis of basar, he says that regarding Yad it's tar, regarding Shemer would be Tami. Now the thing is, the Tanakhama says that if you're saying that both, it's talking about both Yad and Shemer, these bones, that they're both a Yad and a Shemer, Tanakhama says that he doesn't differentiate. It says that they would both be Tami, which is not like Rav. And Yehuda's Ben Akusa saying they're both Tar. So rather says the Gemara that, no, each one of these Amiram is going to be like one of these Tanoim, and is explaining that the case of the Brice is talking about one of these cases, as the Gemara explains. If you want, you could say the Brice is talking about a case that the bone is a protector, or if you want, you could say it's talking about Farav as a handle, as the Gemara explains. If you want, you could say Farav that the Brice is talking about that the bone is a handle. But Hudam, and the Gemara says, Ki Yehuda ben Akusa, and he is saying, like Yehuda ben Akusa, where, yeah, if it's a handle, then it's going to be tar, because since it's less than a kezayis abasar, Rav said it cannot be handled. But regarding shemer, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that, yeah, it would be tame, even if it's less than the size of a kezayis, as long as it's bigger than the size of a bean. Or v'yibay seme b'shem. If you want, you could say, it's talking about that the bone here is a protector. That's what Rav would explain the halacha the Brice is talking about. V'huda amma ketanakama. And he's saying like the Tanakama, where, yeah, it's going to be tame as a shemer, less than the size of a kezayis. But as a handle, even the Tanakhama would agree that, yeah, it would be tar, because it's less than the size of a kezayis. Rabbi Yochanan, he would tell you to explain the law of the Braisa, kula biyad, it's all talking about the law of a handle, and he holds like the Tanakhama, that Tanakhama says that, yeah, even as a handle, it's going to be tame, even less than the size of a kezayis. And that's what the Tanakhama is teaching you, this halacha, that yeah, there's a law of a yad less than the kezayis. Because if you would think, and why does the Gemara have to say for Rabbi Yochanan that's talking about as a yad, not as a shomer? He says everything is metame, even less than the shear. The reason is because if that would be the case, then even if it was four bones, according to Rabbi Yochanan, as a shomer, heel shomer is even less than a bean, it could be a shomer. So then even then it should be metame. And that's obviously not the inference from the Braisa. The Braisa makes it sound like it's only when there's two bones, not even four or five bones. So rather, Rabbi Yochanan has to say that the Braisa is talking about, it's talking about a yad, and that's why it has to be only at least a half a zayis, which at least should be the size of a bean, because Rabbi Yochanan himself, as we inferred from his statement, agrees that a yad cannot be less than the size of a bean, from the fact that it doesn't mix the two teachings together. But again, he couldn't have explained it as a shomer, because then it would have been difficult according to him. Then even four or five bones according to him, it should still become tameh, because he holds a shomer could be even less than the size of a bean, and therefore that's why he has to explain the halacha as talking about the yad, and it's like the Tanakhama, and that's how we're able to explain each one of them in how would they explain this halacha of the Braisa, at least that they're not contradicted from the Braisa.